Okay, this is the Farm Market News afternoon show, broadcast number 411 for Monday, May 30th. I'm Jade Marcus. The Ice Futures Canada canola market was down 80 cents to $1.90 per ton on Monday, with the July contract at $512. The market moved slightly lower on Monday in light volume trading, pressured by investor profit-taking and favorable weather in Western Canada, as markets are closed for Memorial Day. Improved crop conditions have boosted farmer selling across the prairies, which is bearish. Well-timed weekend rains have benefited Western Canada's germinating canola crops and soil conditions, but some areas could use more moisture. Showers over the past week and weekend in Manitoba, Alberta, and Saskatchewan have helped crops in the post-seeding period. Those rains have improved the likelihood that crops will be able to withstand periodic hot and dry spells, which occur a couple times a year. The timing of rains also allowed producers to plant crops without any serious delays. But areas with drier subsoil conditions, like Alberta and western Saskatchewan, will need additional moisture throughout the growing season to maintain crops. Those areas will need to see timely rainfall as crops develop. So far this year, crop conditions have improved from year-ago levels, especially as drier areas have started to see rain. Now that crops are underway, farmers are more interested in selling compared with last month, which pressured the market. However, a weaker loonie limited losses throughout the day. The Canadian dollar lost ground with a softer crude oil market and anticipation that the U.S. Federal Reserve could raise interest rates this summer. A weaker loonie is bullish for canola as it makes the commodity more appealing to international buyers. But overall, the market was seeing sluggish, light volume trading on Monday. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, May 30th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.